In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, today's Mass is being offered for the conversion of the most lost souls. Today we have our last traditional Mass together, and it falls upon the feast of the commemoration of Modestus, Vitus, and Crescentia. These are early martyrs of the Church. They suffered martyrdom in just the beginning of the 4th century, just in 303. What are the lives of these saints? There's not much that we have of written text upon their lives, but we know that Modestus and Crescentia, these are two persons who were given charge over a particular nobleman's family, his children. They were there in Sicily. Being Sicilians there, they had a good life and had a large estate in which to manage. And particularly important was the son of this particular nobleman, Vitus. They raised him as though they were his own children. Modestus and Crescentia were these closet Christians who worshipped God so beautifully within their own souls, but lived within the world. Because of their good example, and because they were the ones who indeed did care for their children, the child also grew up devout and desired to take baptism for himself. When he arrived at the age of reason, choosing baptism for his own liking, turning to the Lord, he was totally changed. And his life fully reflected that. When his father, so locked within his pagan ideologies, saw that his son would not participate in these pagan festivities as he would have liked to do before, now after he had received holy baptism, was furious and sent his son away. Sent his son away that he might have a reformed life and put away from these who were his Christian caretakers. Seeing that his life was being sought, an angel spoke to him in a dream, woke him up, and allowed him to escape, such that he left his father's house unattacked, unassailed. It's for this reason that Saint Vitus is often pictured with a cock, with a rooster out before. And so often, if you find yourself finding it difficult for you to get up at certain times during the day, if that's a struggle that you have, you can pray to Saint Vitus, and he can have the intercession to rise you at a particular time. That's why he's among the 14 holy helpers. So if you have a particular struggle getting up at a particular hour, pray to Saint Vitus. He's known throughout the centuries of being strong in waking one up when one ought to be awakened. From beyond this moment, they went under the fled. I believe it was under the Emperor Diocletian, maybe it was one of the others, but one of the emperors where they went and they lived their holy lives there until they were discovered again for being Christians. They performed a particular miracle, and I forget the particular miracle that was given there that was very pleasing to the emperor, but even after that, they said that, well, now sacrifice to the gods. They still didn't understand that Christians cannot do such a thing. And so because they refused to even do that, they were first thrown into a cauldron of boiling metals. And there, when they were cast in, just like our first reading speaks of not being harmed when one is cast into fire, so too they weren't. They called out just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego for the flames, praising God, and so were unharmed by those molten metals in which they were cast. Seeing that the fire had no effect upon them, they were cast to the lions. And the lions, just like Holy Daniel, did nothing to them, merely, as maybe your dog would do, licking their feet. As this had no effect upon them, he summarily dispatched them by breaking their bones. And there, under that cruel torment, they finally succumbed and were liberated from the flesh so that they might be sent on to a true reward from He who knows how to reward. What can you and I take from this? One of the reflections that I saw earlier today said, well, this is a reason why one have to give their care of their children over to nurses or to housekeepers, to servants. They must be assiduous as to what sort of care they would have for those particular children, because whatever the carekeepers, the nurses, the servants, which are put in charge of the children, they will be the ones who will have greatest effect upon them. In a deeper sense, we don't have that so much in our day, but what happens at school? Our school teachers, our school administrators, those are the ones who take that place. In fact, most of what goes on within our schools is not education, it's really childcare. It's really childcare. For a person need not be in school for so many hours throughout the day to learn the meager things which are taught within our schools so poorly. It's so important how we have good teachers and the things in which they are instructed to teach, because those are the things they spend 8 hours a day with their children, with our children. In addition to that, they spend that time with coaches, and then beyond that, they're schooled more on what they see on TikTok and all these other devices than they are in actually spending time with their parents. Good caretakers of one's children are the most important thing, because they are the greatest value that our Lord has given to us. For we, as our Lord says, he says, let the little children come unto me and do not hinder them. For one who teaches one of these little ones of mine to do evil, it's better for him that a millstone be cast around his neck and him cast into the sea. Our Lord speaks very gravely against those who would abuse children to twist their minds, to keep them from holy practice, to teach them vice instead of virtue, to put them before them evil things that would crush their vocations and snuff out the life which God desires to bring forth within them. Better for a millstone to be cast around their neck and then to be cast into the sea. Though not many of you have children still at home, This is an opportunity for us as we prepare for tomorrow's feast, the Feast of the Sacred Heart, to do a reparation here for all that vice and that filth which is poured into them, into our children, our grandchildren, those who we love within the schooling systems, within their media devices. It asks that through these acts of reparation that some souls might be saved, that some might be protected from these, particularly our own. The bishops, their particular meeting this past week, we can at least say that there's one good thing that has come out of their meeting. Yesterday, they asked that Catholics all throughout the nation, tomorrow, would do an act of reparation, a simple thing, an act of reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. One way in which doing so would be to pray the litany of the Sacred Heart. Although that is a very light reparation, it's something which we all could easily do, and what the bishops are encouraging us to do for those who are seeking to attack our youth, specifically, is what those at the bishops' conference spoke about yesterday. Also, because on that very day, there will be a great sacrilege, which will be committed, a great blasphemy against religious life and against the protection of children that will be committed on that day in the city of the Angels, Los Angeles, California, at Dodger Stadium. And so, you who are here, do at least that little thing. We'll do it tomorrow as well at Mass. But I would urge you to do something even beyond that, to make a sacrifice. Not merely the normal sacrifice of abstaining from flesh meats, which is a very wicked thing to eat any Friday, but to go beyond that, and to do something of great value and of sacrifice, to cast aside some comfort of your life. And in doing so, because it is a feast of the Sacred Heart, to ask our Lord to place you within the center of his Sacred Heart, and let him alone, within that burning heart, be all the comfort you need. St. Vitalis, the young one, and his maids and servants, Crescensis and Modesta, remind for you and I that simple acts of love and of sacrifice can have great value and preserve our youth to not only live good lives, but to live holy lives, and by truly embracing the things of the faith, even saintly lives. Through the intercession of Saints Crescentius, Modesta, and Vitalis, may we not merely wake up to the dangers which befall us individually, but through their intercession, may we as a church and as a people of God here within this country also wake up to see the evils and by divine assistance be set free from them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.